This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, what do we get for number five?
We have Burger King, and they're trending because they're coming out with $1 tacos, and they're going to be disgusting. They're it just sounds so bad. Like, it's ground beef and cheese, and then they deep fry it and top it with lettuce. And they're $1, which is, like, great. Do we really need this disgusting snack to be so cheap so that everybody eats it? I don't know. I kind of got queasy reading about it. But then I started thinking about, like, Jack in the Box has the tacos, and, like, I've certainly been guilty of eating those. And Jack in the Box sells so many of those tacos. I guess Burger King was like, great, I'm going to hop on board. But I don't know. How about Burger King comes out with, like, a really nice, healthy option for $1 rather than deep-fried meat, cheese, lettuce tacos? I don't know. It just doesn't sound that great.
Do you remember when they did the deep-fried Cheetos cheese bits? Those were delicious. I'm not going to lie. I got it the very last day. Yeah, the very last day they had it. I was like, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to torture myself. And it turns out I liked it. And I never could get any more. And I was really sad. And this is going to happen with the tacos.
And that was like a limited time thing?
Yeah, it was. It was like a week.
Yeah. I mean, hey, what can be bad about deep fried cheese? Nothing. I mean, and I'm sure these tacos will actually probably taste pretty good as well.
All the processed food.
I mean, now there's just like a big taco rivalry between Burger King tacos and Jack in the Box. Obviously, Taco Bell is a league above these guys because they're just imitators. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess if you can't beat them, join them. And Jack in the Box is having success. So with anything in this world, just, you know, copy them.
What do we get for number four?
Get Stranger Things. And season three is out this past week. I haven't watched any of it. So if you have any spoilers, obviously don't say anything because I watched season one and two. I'm stoked. I'm hoping Barb comes back. Barb has been absent for quite some time. I'm holding out hope that she's gonna somehow pop out of the upside down and just say, hey, what's up? Thanks for all the help, you losers. But yeah, it's great. It's a good show. I'm stoked on it. I don't really watch a lot of TV, but I do watch this. I actually just walked past Nancy and Jonathan on First Avenue, like maybe like a month ago. They were, like, holding hands because they're, like, actually dating in real life.
Too, I didn't know that.
Which is so sweet. Yeah. And so it's great. Everybody's obviously pretty stoked on it. It's on Netflix. I don't know. Do you watch?
I do watch. And I am waiting for this weekend. And I've been putting a media blackout. So I don't know anything that happened with season three. And I'm just waiting. And I'm so excited. This is what I'm going to be binging this weekend.
And all the episodes are out right now, or they're not releasing one new one every single week? They're just all out?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. That's how it's going to go. And this is where I'm going to have my popcorn. I'm going to have, like, start at 7 in the morning, and it's going to go through all the way on Saturday.
Are you going to binge it all?
Yes, I'm going to do it all in one day.
Wow. That's good. That's good. Yeah, you get it done. You remember, like, it's easy for continuity. You can do it in one day?
I'm going to try. I'm going to attempt it, but I don't know if it's going to be very successful.
That's awesome. Well, good. Let me know how you like it. I'll probably do the same when I get home.
What we get for number three?
We have Wimbledon. I mean, it's the oldest tennis tournament. Awesome. I love watching Wimbledon. But we got the finals coming up. But the biggest storyline that's been going on throughout this entire tournament was that Coco Gauff, 15 years old, she beat Venus, which is so wild. Like, imagine your childhood idol, and you grow up and you watch this person dominate, who's Venus, and just at the top of her sport, and then you start to get really good at that sport as well. And then when you're 15, you beat her in Wimbledon. I just don't even, I can't even believe how incredibly, you know, satisfying that might feel, and just totally surreal. And then Gauff, actually, she lost to Simona Halep in the round of 16, but, you know, Roger Federer and Nadal, they are facing off in the finals, in the semifinals. It's the same with Novak Djokovic, Roberto Bautista. So, I don't know. Wimbledon's great. Do you watch any of it?
No, I don't watch any of it. But I did hear about Coco, and I thought that was incredible. I mean, 15 years old? Like, man, what a way to start your career, right?
Yeah, what the heck were you doing at 15?
Sleeping.
Yeah. I was really into sleeping.
I was.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, I was playing a lot of Mario Kart probably, and like, I don't know, probably into Cheetos quite a bit. I think that was a pretty big Cheeto phase in my life, so certainly wasn't beating Venus in anything.
No, right? Well, good for her. Let's hope this is just the beginning of a beautiful career.
Yeah, there we go. We're behind you, Coco.
What we get for number two?
We got Tropical Storm Barry, and that is a storm system that's kind of forming off the Gulf of Mexico right now. It's supposed to make landfall as a hurricane potentially on Saturday in Louisiana, so a lot of people are on storm watch right now, and it's called Barry because it's the second storm of the 2019 Atlantic hurricane season. You know, a lot of search interest, obviously, in Google to just understand how you can be safe and what the storm, how that's progressing and what the path is and how you can effectively prepare. And so they're saying that, you know, the forecasters in Louisiana are actually saying that they're going to see about 12 inches of rain by Monday, and some areas could reach about 18. But obviously, if you're in those areas, make sure that you, you know, try to get as much information as you can from Google or otherwise from local news and things like that, and stay safe out there.
You know, I don't live in those states where they have those type of emergencies. Where do you go? Do you just go to someone else's house for a while? I've never experienced that. You know, so do you leave for a week? Is this a vacation time? Can you take vacation?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, obviously you head to higher ground potentially because certain areas are more prone to the flooding and things like that. But I know, especially with such a recurring natural disaster season of sorts where this happens basically every, you know, late summer, which earlier now, but kind of late summer into fall. I don't know, they must kind of almost have a routine headed by now. But yeah, I guess I assume just an evacuation and head to a place that isn't necessarily going to be effective. Hopefully they can turn it into some sort of vacation. I can't imagine that it can be that when, you know, there's a potential that your house is being destroyed back home.
Right. I was just thinking, like, would you take time off from work? Can you take time off from work? I mean,
probably.
Is this a time?
I mean, if work, if work's not even functioning, you can't really go in there.
Oh, you'd
be
shocked.
Work from
you'd
home
be
nowadays.
Shocked. You'd be shocked. There's somebody who's like, you have to be here tomorrow. You have to do your shift.
I don't care if it's flooding. Take a boat to the office.
It's like everybody brought out their kayaks, so you need to bring yours out too.
Yeah, we're going to have you swim in today. Yeah, hopefully not.
What we get with number one?
The U.S. women's soccer team, World Cup champs. What's up? Us versus the world. Beat Netherlands 2-0. Had a big ticker tape parade in New York City on Wednesday. I was bummed to miss it because 4 years ago, when the women were champs, yet again, I was at the ticker tape parade in New York, and it was so fun. It's interesting, though, like, it's fun, but it also is, like, I don't know, kind of stressed me out a little bit because the reason that they call it a ticker tape parade is that they just, like, people just, like, dump, like, paper, like, shredded paper from the buildings onto the parade route. So it's like snowing like paper, but I can't imagine that's good for the environment and good for drains, and it's probably clogging all of the systems, like the drainage systems in New York. Whatever. We don't need to focus on that. Our women are awesome. Megan Rapinoe delivered this awesome speech, and we're just so sick. Like, everyone in the world, go ahead, hate on us, say that we're arrogant. You know what? We can be, because we're that good. We roasted on everybody, and nobody stood a chance. We just went straight to the championship and dominated. So, yeah, say we're arrogant, say that we, whatever, say what you want, we're sick.
So I like how they were complaining how, oh, yeah, they already said we won second place. How could they do that? And I'm like, it's the women's U.S. soccer team. Right. They're going to win.
We don't lose. This is, like, the best team that we've had, too. So, like, what's up?
Well, they've been winning consistently, I think, past couple of years. I mean, yeah. I started watching women's soccer back in 98 when Mia Hamm was playing. She was my, like, idol when I was, like, a kid. But, yeah, that was totally. It's pretty crazy. Like, they're that good, and I'm impressed by it.
I know, and Brandi Chastain in that 1999 World Cup final in PKs. That's awesome. It's so fun to, like, I don't know, just watch this team, and especially because the men just didn't even qualify for last World Cup, and you know, there's a lot of sense, there's, like, obviously a lot of discussion right now around equal pay and huge protests going on at the matches and things like that and chants, and they talked about it at their parade. But I don't know, when it comes down to it, the women are just really, really, really sick, and they're so fun to watch, and they dominate, and the World Cup champs, like, it's just great. It's just great. It's a good feeling, and I'm proud of everything that they've done.
So what did we get for the top YouTube video of the week?
Let's get down to business. To defeat the Huns, it's Disney Mulan's official teaser trailer. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about all these Disney movies being remade to live action. I think I'm stoked on it. It's fun to relive it, and it doesn't necessarily destroy any of the original perception of the cartoon that we grew up with, but it is, yeah, I mean, I guess it's not going away, so I got to just get used to it. But I watched the trailer. I'm stoked. I love Mulan. It's going to be interesting, though, like, do you think that they're going to have a lot of kind of, like, the sexist undertones that the original cartoon had? Like, I mean, a line in that song is, like, why'd they send me daughters when I asked for sons? Like, I don't know. I feel like 2019, that's not necessarily something that is going to be acceptable. So we'll see. We'll see. I wonder if they, like, keep the ethos of the original or kind of change it to be a little bit more modernized.
They would have to keep it. That changes the entire story if they don't. I mean, yeah. She went into war to save her father and had to hide her gender identity or she was going to get killed and dishonor her family. I mean, that was the whole catalyst, right? If you don't add that, what are we doing? But the most important question, Mushu, will they have the little dragon? I'm worried about Mushu.
Wow, you're right. Mushu is so silly and funny.
You need him.
You absolutely need him. Did you watch the trailer? I don't know. I wasn't paying that close attention.
They didn't have him in the trailer. I was eagle-eyed. Yeah. I watched it like 17 times looking for Mushu in the background.
They have to. He's like the most beloved character.
Thank you. Eddie Murphy. Yeah. Is he just going to pop up in the background like, boom, Eddie Murphy?
Oh, man, I hope so. Well, when's it coming out?
I don't know. I didn't even look at it.
Trailer's got 21 million views. Oh, it's spring 2020. We still got a while. Oof.
We got another two trailers to come then. So Mushu's going to be in one of them.
We definitely do. I hope so. Mulan is great, though. What a good Disney movie. Very stoked on that. Obviously, the songs are great, and it's empowering, so I'm super juiced on it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that soundtrack is on point. I mean, every single song I thought was good, and it's funny. I watched Mulan maybe about a month ago with my nephew, and I got all the music stuck in my head. So seeing this trailer, like, boom, like, this was some good ear candy. I was like, I need this.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's so, and, like, they have, like, reflection in there to get a little bit of emotion going, and then so many things that you can sing along to, so... Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah, Mulan. Man, I'm jealous that you watched it recently. I got to go back and watch the original. It's great.
Well, Justin, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate you being here.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Talk to you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.